thief and gentleman.
Michael, did you open the drawer of my dresser in the bedroom?
No, Dad, why?
Then a thief must have entered the house. I exclude that Teresa could have forced open the double bottom of the drawer.
I rule it out too, the very idea is ridiculous. But why do you say this? Did they steal something from you?
Yes. There were personal effects in that double bottom.
Valuable stuff?
No, nothing special.
Do you want us to file a complaint? I'll take you to the police.
Forget it, it would be embarrassing and useless. It's strange though. The drawer was perfectly tidy, as if the thief had taken care of my handkerchiefs and socks. He lifted them, opened the double bottom, and then put everything back as it was.
Strange indeed. It's not the thief's style to tidy up. But how did he manage to open it? Did you find it forced?
No, this is also strange. It's as if he knew exactly where to pry and with what tool. He didn't ruin anything, not even the lock.
Dad, I understand that all this is unpleasant, but if there was nothing important in the drawer and the gentleman thief put everything back in order, perhaps it's better that you don't think about it anymore. Things don't happen by chance. It probably had to happen that way.
Sorry, Michael, but I don't like the idea of a thief wandering around the house. Your mother is there. I'm worried about her and Teresa. And then I don't understand where he came in from. All the doors and windows are intact and the shutters were closed.
We should get a couple of guard dogs, Dad. I've told you so many times.
I know, but first there was that kind of dog your brother had and they would have mauled him.
Now he's gone. And my brother too.
Yes, unfortunately. I miss that boy so much, the little one in the house.
Little? He's taller than me.
For me, he's always the little one. I hope at least that he feels good at Benvenuti's. They are good people, I've known them for a while. But I never expected Emmanuel to suddenly lose his head for a girl and run away from home. He was always a little strange, but he seemed connected to us, especially to Mom. Helena took it badly, poor thing. She lost all her joy. Then with your separation a few weeks after the wedding.
Dad, we've already talked about it. There's no need to think about it again. We were talking about guard dogs.
Michael, a thief, if he is determined to enter, certainly doesn't let the dog stop him. He can drug them or even kill them. However, tomorrow I'm going to look for two German shepherds. There is an excellent kennel near Castellini.
Good idea. I'm going out now, Dad. See you later.
Where are you going?
To Laura's. Tomorrow is her birthday. I bought her a present.
I like Laura. She's a good girl, as well as a beautiful woman. Not that Antonia wasn't, but Laura is younger and plumper, the picture of health.
Yes, I'm fine with her.
You're also gaining some weight back. You had lost too much weight.
I play tennis every day and row. I'm building muscle. Look at that. Good night, and don't worry about the thief. Watch a film with Mom and get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow we have to go to the antique dealer to negotiate the sale of the furniture.
I'm still waiting for a response from the bank. Honestly, I expected a little more support from the friends of the Romiti Group.
Forget it, Dad. Those aren't friends. We only have to rely on our own strength, and we will make it. I contacted a very serious antique dealer on Giolitti Street. I think we'll take home a nice nest egg.
I didn't think it would have to come to this. Seriously, I didn't believe it.
Dad, it is the economic situation that has changed, above all with the complicity of our leaders. There are many companies in crisis, not just us, but we'll manage, you'll see. And then they offered me a new job.
What kind of job?
Trading, the fashion of the moment. I'm thinking about it. It could help us manage the factory. Don't worry, I won't abandon it. One thing at a time, though, now let's think about the antique dealer.
Have you also put the spinner picture up for sale?
Unfortunately, yes. It is a rare, valuable piece. We could get at least 20 million lire from it.
Too bad. Your mother likes it so much.
I know, I like it too.
We have to do everything we can to avoid selling the house in Bordighera. Your mother would suffer too much. She loves it.
We won't sell it, Dad, don't worry.
I love your mother very much, even if I haven't shown it to her lately.
What do you mean you didn't show it to her?
I was worried, distracted. I always had other things on my mind.
What is it, Dad? You have a ruined face.
It's just that I almost forgot how close I am to her. Yesterday, when I entered the house, I saw her sitting on the sofa, very elegant, blonde like an angel. She looks incredibly like Emmanuel. She raised her head, with paint on her hands and a blue mustache on her cheek. She is taking a course to learn how to paint ceramics and was finishing decorating a vase. She did it well, like everything she does. It's strange, it was as if I saw her again for the first time in a long time, and...
And you remembered that she is the woman of your life. Don't worry, we won't sell the beach house. She can go back there this summer and visit that sort of chicken coop that are her friends from Bordighera.
Yes. They are unbearable. It's like hearing geese quacking.
They quack because they're happy, and we'll let them do it.
Good evening, Michael.
Good evening, Dad.
Michael, are you crazy? You will have spent a fortune.
Wear it, come on.
How does it fit?
You look like a queen. Get ready to go out. Let's go have a drink with a couple of friends.
Can I ask you something while I get ready?
Sure.
Did you give her all these gifts too?
No, I didn't.
Why?
Because she wasn't the right person for expensive gifts. I would have felt like buying her.
And is it different with me? Don't you feel like you're buying me?
No, I don't feel like I'm buying you at all. It's my way of thanking you for being there.
Can you zip up my back, please?
It seems like yesterday you were playing in the garden with my brother, and now you are a beautiful 22-year-old woman.
It's not like we played that much. I'm older than him.
I know, but not by much.
Michael, there's something I want to know. Maybe you think I'm stupid, but I'm not to the point of not realizing it.
I don't consider you stupid at all.
Are you still in love with your wife?
I don't know, Laura. I'm a practical guy, you know. Don't get me into trouble. I'm going through a very complicated moment.
It's complicated because you still think about her.
It's complicated in many ways.
I understand. I can accept that you still love her, after all she was your wife and you were together for many years, but I can't accept not knowing what I am for you. So tell me, or we'll never see each other again.
Laura, I...
Yes, Michael?
I'm not good with words. You are in a way my compensation for all the bad things that are happening to me.
It suits me. It's a beautiful thing. May I give you a kiss?
Certainly.
But please take the necklace back. I know you're not trying to buy me, but other people will think so, and maybe I'll end up thinking so too. It's great, but I can't accept it. Put it back in the case.
I didn't think I was offending you.
You didn't offend me, Michael.
It looks so good on you. Can't you wear it at least for tonight? Please.
All right, help me close the clasp at the back of my neck.
You are stupendous. Let's go.
Sous aucun prétexte, je ne veux avoir de réflexe malheureux. Bien fait de ton ex, puis bien peu mieux. Comment te dire adieu? Le cœur de ses lex, il te prend feu. Ton cœur de pirex, des astuces. Je suis bien perplexe, je ne veux.
Je sais bien qu'un ex amour n'a pas de chance aussi peu. Mais pour moi, un ex, que question vaudrait mieux.
Sous un peu prétexte, je ne veux de votre surex, posez mes yeux. Derrière un Kleenex, j'en sauverai mieux.